This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with Anne-Marie Lucas about your local animal shelter and how you can help them right after we start with GoDaddy pulling their Super Bowl ad, which poked fun at the Budweiser dog after blowback from the public. GoDaddy has decided not to air their Super Bowl commercial and take it down from YouTube after it caused an uproar on social media. The company released the ad called Journey Home that featured a puppy that had been separated from his family on his way home. The commercial's ending showed the dog's owners were happy to see it make it home because they had just sold the puppy on a website built by using GoDaddy, suggesting the owner runs a puppy mill. Within hours, an online petition to pull the ad got tens of thousands of signatures. The company released a statement saying they were only trying to poke fun at Budweiser for teasing that their Super Bowl ad would feature a puppy returning home. The new Ghostbusters movie featuring an all-female ghost-fighting team is set. Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, and Saturday Night Live players Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon are all in negotiations to star in the reboot, and the deals are expected to be finished soon. The movie is expected to start shooting this summer in New York City. A new app will help you figure out if there are friends in your social circle that aren't good for you to hang around. The app is called PeopleKeeper, P-P-I-K-P-R, PeopleKeeper, and it aims to sort out the friends you love spending time with from those who calm you down and others who are a bad influence. It works by monitoring your heart rate to track any changes in your emotional state when you're around these people. It then uses that information to tell you which friends could be damaging your health. The app also notifies the user when it detects heightened emotion and asks them to report how they're feeling. Taylor Swift's official Instagram and Twitter accounts were hacked this week. Several tweets that were now deleted asked Twitter users to follow the accounts at Lizard and at Vera User. The Lizard account threatens to release nude photos of Swift in exchange for bitcoins. Both accounts have been suspended. Swift responded to the tweet, P.S. Any hackers saying they have any nudes, you'd love that, wouldn't you? But have fun photoshopping because you got nothing. She is working on getting passwords changed to those accounts. Your zodiac sign may affect your supermarket habits. An astrologer claims that your zodiac sign may be a telltale indicator when it comes to your behavior in the supermarket and how you buy your groceries. Aries, you won't hang around comparing brands or reading labels or prices. They prefer to get in and out in less than 30 minutes. Taurus, they can be very picky shoppers and will pay extra for brands they trust. Gemini, these people are easily pulled in by seductive advertising and will often end up buying things they don't really need or want. Cancers, shopping for the family feels good and meets the Cancer's emotional needs. Leos, the Leos love to shop and they live for the sales. There's always the option of shopping online, but Leo would rather experience the sights, sounds, and smells of the supermarket rather than shopping online and having it delivered to their door. Virgo, from shopping carts with squeaky wheels to crowded aisles and long checkout lines, Virgo can find plenty to complain about. Libra, this is the shopper who stands for hours comparing 50 different types of cereal before deciding to opt for yogurt instead. Scorpio, you won't be tricked into buying something you don't need just because it's on sale. Sagittarius, like me, they find any excuse to postpone food shopping. Capricorn, they have grocery down to a science at the checkout. They will load items under the conveyor belt in baggable order, only to then hold up the line with a stack of coupons. Aquarians like to shop little and often, but they prefer to shop online even more. And Pisces can't resist a bargain and will stock up on everything that's on sale, whether they need it or not. And people are expected to spend $703 million on their pets this Valentine's Day. The average person will spend $5.28 for an item. A survey by the National Retail Federation polled 6,300 people, with one in five saying they plan to buy something for their pet. The weekly contributor here is Anne-Marie Lucas, our resident animal advocate from Animal Precinct on Animal Planet for many years. Anne-Marie, good morning. How are you?
Great, Mike. How are you?
I'm terrific. But, you know, the animal shelters in your local region, wherever you live, might be hurting this winter because people, you know, have other thoughts in mind, getting to work, getting to school, and they might forget about the animals in the shelters, right?
Absolutely. actually, some of these animals live there year-round, and they have staff who have to make it in to take care of those animals every day, rain or shine, snow, ice, whatever the conditions may be. And sometimes we forget that these animals are there, the people are there taking care of them, and if we can offer any assistance, they would certainly appreciate it. Both the animals and the people who work there would certainly appreciate some help from the public.
Well, there are lots of volunteer opportunities, whether you give your time, your money, your expertise. There's plenty of things that you could do if you're a real animal lover.
Absolutely. And even teenagers can get involved. This time of year, snow removal is a big deal for a lot of outdoor shelters. Not as much for the city, because the city will take care of that. But these country shelters, like in our area here in upstate New York, there's a lot of country shelters out there that have outdoor areas for the dogs. A lot of the dogs are kenneled outside part of the day. All of those kennels need snow removal and ice removal. The driveways, the pathways where the dogs walk need to be shoveled. And these are things that the shelter people don't have a lot of time to do because they're busy feeding the animals and getting their medical needs taken care of. So if you can offer that assistance, or if you're a construction worker or an electrician or a plumber, this time of year, again, is tough for the shelter animals. They have to make sure that the water's running properly so that they can get water, that they have proper lighting so that the people at night when they come to feed the animals, they can see what's going on. And there are so many day-to-day things that we don't even think about unless you've actually worked in a shelter. And I have. I worked in a shelter for years, so I know how difficult this time of year can be.
Yeah, you sound like you're speaking from experience.
Yes, sir.
In most cases, if I can make a broad generalization, these shelters are operating on a shoestring budget, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are only a few very large organizations out there who seem to suck up all of the donations that people send their money to, just because people don't know that they have a local animal shelter that needs their support financially and also physically, just by being there and walking dogs or bringing blankets this time of year if you can. So, yes, they're operating. Usually it's the last thing on the budget list for the town or the state or the county to deal with. Oh, we'll throw this in for the animal shelter. It's also the first thing to get cut when funds are tight in the community. So that's why they do all these fundraisers all year round. But this time of year especially, because of the weather conditions, little things can help, even for the staff workers, like maybe bringing them some coffee or hot chocolate, or providing hand warmers and boot warmers for the outdoor staff who have to clean the kennels every day. Little things like that, just to make them realize that we know what they're doing and we appreciate their hard work. And for the animals themselves, perhaps buying Kong toys. Those are those rubber toys that you can put treats in, or, you know, cream cheese or peanut butter, whatever the dogs like, so that they can keep occupied while the shelter workers are dealing with other things. It's all about keeping everybody engaged and happy and warm and safe for the winter.
We're talking to our animal advocate here on America Weekend, Anne Marie Lucas. When we tell people to donate money to Toys for Tots, for instance, we say it's better if you give us the money, the cash, because we get a discount when we go and buy the toys. Is there any kind of a discount that these shelters get at feed stores or pet stores that would benefit us giving them just the cash to get the supplies?
That's a great point. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they'll have a deal with the local PetSmart or Pet Goods or Petco. These organizations do a lot for homeless animals. But, you know, sometimes you might not have that kind of store in your area. You might be too far out. And, you know, it's very, very hard for veterinarians who don't really make all that much money to give discounts to every shelter that needs it. They do their best and they try, but it's you know, it's tough when you're giving discounts to everybody who comes your way. That's why it's great, and that's my tip for the day, is for shelters and for people who are buying in bulk to get a great company that you can use online. I found this great one called Jeffers Pet, Jeffers Pet, P-E-T, and it's jefferspet.com. So it's a catalog with all pet supplies in it, everything from toys to medical needs to treats to dog bowls to beds, everything that you can use for your pet and shelters would probably need. You can even buy it online, ship it to your local shelter. You don't even have to go there if you can't get there. Put a box together of great stuff for the shelter and ship it there, and they would probably really appreciate that.
Oh, like a care package almost, but from an anonymous donor, or you could even put your name on it and say, here, give this to the pets.
Absolutely. actually, there's a great product called NutriCal, and it's a supplement for puppies, kittens that are not doing as well and need a little extra nutrition, a little extra energy to keep them going. You can buy that in bulk and ship it to the shelter. They would really, really appreciate that. Kong toys, like I mentioned before, K-O-N-G, they come in all different sizes. The shelters really love those because they can, you know, stuff the dog's treats or their food actually in the Kong toy, and the dogs have to work to get it out. You can buy brushes so that the cats can be groomed. You can buy cat toys, dog toys. I mean, I just love these catalogs because they just are so much less expensive than going to the pet store, and you can buy them in you know, bulk.
All right, and tell us that address one more time.
www.jeffersspet.com. Now, there's a lot of catalogs like out there. There's Doctors Foster and Smith. There's Pet Edge. There's so many. If you just go online and check out, you know, discount pet goods, discount pet stores, online pet stores, there's a lot of options out there.
Anne Marie, as always, useful information for our little furry friends.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Talk to you next week.
Take care.
Anne Marie Lucas, our animal advocate here on America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to the Envision Radio Network.
Oh, America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Did you know that most trucks made in the U.S. have an electronic control module, or black box? Just like an airplane, they capture operational data useful in accidents and court cases. So, why is this data unavailable to you and me? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Even though you own the truck, the manufacturer owns the black box. If it's to their benefit, you could be given access to the data. Currently, a few states restrict the destruction of the black box by the manufacturer to preserve data for future court cases. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Ever heard of football crowd disorder? Well, that's what the academics call it, and you've probably heard of it as a hooliganism. It's the fight that breaks out after a big soccer or football match, but they're controllable. Here's the social science of it. These melees are known for their violence, and many countries try to combat them by displaying police in full riot gear. But social scientists have found that this dress may create the expectation of a fight and guarantee the intensity of a violent outburst.
I gotta fight for my right to party.
At a recent world event, police were still present, but their laissez-faire, leave-it-alone style was soothing instead of aggravating. What's the cheap psychological trick? It seems that if people expect to fight, they won't disappoint. It's smarter to walk softly and only show the stick if you got to. Got a question or a comment? Love to hear it at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.